Hey guys, happy Wednesday from First Baptist Church. Just want to welcome you with us to Wednesday night service tonight. I'm Logan. I'm going to be talking to you tonight, starting a three-week series. Maybe the next 3 weeks might be interrupted a few times based on how schedules work for the speakers. But we're going to start talking about basically looking at sin like a contagion or a bacteria or a virus, and talking about how we can begin to prevent a sin-fection in our life. So tonight, we'll start that off. Three parts to it. One of them become one of the criteria for a sin infection or an infection in our lives would be the first one as a susceptible host. Also needs to have a favorable environment to live in, and there also needs to be the presence of the pathogen. And to kind of give you a little backstory about this, I got this little outline for a three-part series back in the winter time before all of this really broke out, kind of a preface to everything going on right now. And I felt like it was kind of fitting to start this Wednesday night off the series with you guys. So you guys just join with us, have fun, speak up in the chat, talk to us about it, and just we'll get started here in just a second. You guys pray with me real quick and we'll get going. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for beautiful weather. Thank you just for the opportunity to be able to speak to people through what seems like a miracle to me that I can speak into a phone and talk to an entire congregation. Just thank you for just the blessings that you've given us every day, that we woke up today, we were breathing today, we could see, hear, speak, all of those things. God, we thank you for that. I do pray that you be with all of us who are just working through this time. All kinds of difficulties, all kinds of new things, all kinds of stuff going on that is different than our normal. And we thank you that you give us a refuge and a place where we can find peace in you. Pray that you be with those who are hurting, those who are sick, those who are at home alone or stuck. God, pray that you just begin to be that friend that they need, that presence that they need with them. And just to continue to minister to these people through different avenues and ways that they can find to get to you and to see you in these opportunities. Again, we just thank you for this opportunity. Pray that you would speak through me tonight. I pray that you would just get me completely out of the way and help to give a word of life and a word of warning and challenge to those around us, and just help me to give that and just hide completely in you. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. So, open this back up here. Get my notes going. So, like I said, we're going to talk about sin as being kind of a contagion. And it was kind of funny how that came about. I was just kind of reading through the Bible early part of this year, real early, after the first of the year. And it just felt like God spoke that to me. And what is basically the criteria for someone to become infected by any kind of pathogen, really, and begin to parallel that with how we can become infected with sin. So like I said, the first part of this is going to be the susceptible host. And becoming a susceptible host isn't always a noticeable thing. There are different things, and three things that I lined out for that is the first one being immaturity. We can just become susceptible just because we're either immature in our walk, or if we parallel that with our lives, we can be susceptible to different kinds of infections or things like that just because we're young, just because our immune system hasn't been built up yet. The next one is a loss of vigor in our Christian walk and just not being attached to the things we need to be in and a part of the things that we normally are that give us strength. And then also, just kind of how God made us. Sometimes we're a little bit more predisposed to some sin than we are others, just because of the way we're made. So, to jump right into it, the first one being immaturity. Sometimes we are susceptible to those infections and to sin creeping into our lives because we're immature in our Christian walk. And sometimes that is either because we're a new Christian or we just haven't developed well in our Christian walk. It's not a bad thing or a thing to be frustrated or anything about. It's just something to kind of take heed to and to understand. And one of the things that I thought about was it comes down to how we handle the contact we have with sin. And it comes to when we experience a certain kind of sin in our life, or we go through a time in our life where we know we are committing a sin over and over and over again, how we respond to that will dictate what the end result of that really is. So the thing that makes it critical is to learn from those times where we've experienced that, or repetitious sin, or things that are just we continue to do over and over, is to begin to recognize what that looks like as it comes toward us. And as we grow in our Christian walk, we can see that, oh, this might be a bad situation. Oh, this attitude that I woke up with today might lend me to be more apt to get stuck in this kind of rut or that kind of rut. It also is critical that we begin to look back at how that has affected us before and what that does to us. And I know in my life, when I think about that, some of the things that, you know, that I've struggled with time and again, I can, when I pay attention to it, I can look back and say, okay, when I was feeling this way, I was more likely to get stuck in this rut or go down this road or start doing this as some kind of ineffective coping mechanism. And when I apply that to my daily life, I realize that, okay, I feel like this today, or I'm in this situation where I'm anxious or angry or whatever that emotion may be. It causes me to go down a particular path and to commit a particular sin. So basically, the caution in this is that if we don't pay attention to how and when we're attacked by these sins, we can't really develop any kind of immunity toward those. Because when the body is attacked by a pathogen and we overcome that sickness, the body has cells, specific cells, that remember that virus. And when we're exposed to it again, the body's like, ah, we dealt with this. Take care of it. It's no big deal. Might get a little bit sick the first couple of times after you're exposed to it, but you begin to gain more and more immunity to that pathogen. And if we can do the same thing in our Christian walk, we can start to move past the sins that we deal with on the daily. If we say, oh, I remember this. This is how I dealt with this last time and it worked. I read my Bible. I reached out to someone for help. I also just did my best to pray through this and just ask God to show me what can I do here? How can I make this? How can I get on the other side of this better? How can I be made whole again? And one of the scriptures that I thought about with this was Hebrews 5. We'll start in verse 11 because it kind of is kind of a weird spot to start. But Hebrews 5, 11 through 14 says, "We have a great deal to say about this, and it's difficult to explain, since you have become slow to understand. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of God's revelation. You need milk, not solid food. Now everyone who lives on milk is inexperienced with the message about righteousness because he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have senses, have been trained to distinguish between good and evil." And just think about the writer of Hebrews here giving a warning about that to say, okay, maybe you're not a new Christian anymore, but we're still dealing with the same things over and over again. We're still getting distracted or taking tangents in our Christian walk because of the same thing that we've dealt with time and time again. And he's warning here that if we keep doing that and we keep just taking drinks of milk, we're not really going to get forward in that. And we can't really get beyond it if we stay infants in our Christian walk. So remember to, in this one, when we look back at it, the first thing about becoming a susceptible host to deal with in our Christian walk is to check and make sure we're not immature in the way that we approach the issues we have as Christians. The next one would be loss of vigor. And when I see this, I think about, I was also thinking about people dealing with diseases and also about plants as well. And one of the things that you can tell when a plant becomes infected by, begin to see that it loses its vigor. It's not as bright. It's not as healthy and strong. And you can just tell by looking at it from a distance that something's not quite right here. And I think that we go through seasons of this in our lives as well. And when I notice this personally, when I just become kind of ambivalent to what's going on around me, and I'm just like, man, it is what it is. It's going to be what it is tomorrow than it is today, blah, blah, blah. We don't really have that drive or that ambition to stay connected with Christ and stay connected with the people at church and to become better today than we were yesterday. And also, one of the things to think about is when you're looking at a plant like a shrub or a tree or anything like that, especially if it produces fruit or flowers, you notice that as it begins to lose that vigor, it also won't produce fruit. And sometimes in our lives, we see that as well. I know personally, when I start to become ambivalent and I start to just become kind of lax and nonchalant about my Christian walk or about how I'm approaching those things, I can generally, I see it first in how I respond to issues around me. I don't have those fruits of the Spirit. I'm not patient. I'm not as loving. I'm not kind. I'm not just, I see that I respond out of either anger or anxiety, or I begin to fill the void with other things that just aren't exactly right. And I think that that's one of the biggest things, that one of the tools that helps me is, am I healthy in my Christian walk? And a good check is, I don't know. How vigorous am I? What do I look like? How do I respond to these problems? How do I respond to difficult times in my life, whether it be drought seasons or anxious seasons or overabundance in seasons? What do I even do when I'm flooded with things? And do I respond well, or do I begin to just try to take on everything on myself? How do I do that? And that helps me define, oh, maybe I am losing that. Maybe I am not exactly doing exactly what I should be doing here. Let's see. Just kind of looking through my notes again. Like I said, it causes us to decrease in the amount of fruit that we're producing. So a scripture that I thought of here was John 15, starting in verse 5, going through verse 8. And in verse 5, he says, this is Jesus speaking, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown aside like a branch and he withers. They gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. For my Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciples. So Jesus is kind of talking about the same thing here and talking about being a caretaker kind of in a vineyard is how this whole chapter 15 goes through, and or this specific area here. And he's talking about, as the caretaker, if he sees branches that aren't producing fruit, he cuts them off and throws them in a burn pile and just chucks them out. And he sees that if he gets that out of the way, it forces it to grow again, and it forces the plant to produce new life. And sometimes in our life, I feel like sometimes we have to have parts of us and different areas that we struggle with, bad areas, be excised or completely removed before we can generate new growth and then start to produce new fruit. He also says that when we remain in, he says in verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. And that kind of gives us a clue to how do we do that. And he says, when my words remain in you, you stay close to me. That helps us stay close to me. And when we stay in the Word and we begin to read the Word every day and do it like we brush our teeth or like we take a shower, it's one of the things that we do. It helps to turn over the soil and it gives us all the nutrients that we need to be able to live a healthy life and prevent against those infections and prevent against the loss of vigor and also against the immaturity as well, because we can gain wisdom through the Word. So the last thing that we're talking about here in being a susceptible host to the play on words there, sin infection, is kind of how we're made. Some people are just more susceptible to certain things than they are others. You may meet somebody who has a really hard time with a certain thing in their life that has never affected you or never will affect you. And I think I've had to just kind of pray about that and just sort of step back and try to take a look at my life and say, okay, where are the darkest times in my life? What did I do prior to those times that may or may not have caused me to be in that situation? Is that something I deal with on the regular? You just kind of go through a process there and ask God to reveal those things to you. God, what are those things that I deal with that maybe my friend doesn't deal with, or maybe my dad or my mom or my spouse or my people that I work with, that they don't deal with the same things that I do? And when we begin to learn that, we can learn how to attack that and to prevent against an infection or a sin infection in that area as well. I'm thinking about through the Bible here, some things that were, or some guys that were affected in different ways. I thought about David, and his was Bathsheba. He was just kind of predisposed to that situation. For Samson, it was deception from Delilah. He found himself in a situation where he was able to be deceived, but also he was just made in a way that was effective on him, whereas some of us just, it wouldn't have mattered. Delilah could have said the same thing 1,000 times and it would have never affected him, but for Samson, it finally worked into him where he was taken advantage of there and in turn lost the strength that God gave him. And I thought about Peter as well. After the death of Christ, I feel like he struggled a lot with fear, and that led to his denial of Christ. He was like, man, I follow this dude forever. I really feel like he was the God on earth that he said he was, but he's dead now. What am I going to do? And sometimes if you look at those around you, sometimes it's easier to see it in other people than it is yourself. You can look at somebody and say, wow, that person really struggles with worry, or wow, that person really struggles with whatever vice it may be, whether it's alcohol or an addiction to pornography or something like that. Whatever that is, it's sometimes easier to see on other people than it is yourself. And it's hard to know, because in our lives, a lot of times we'll build walls around that and we won't examine that part of our life because it's a difficult place to go, and it becomes kind of a crutch to us when we're in a difficult time. But I feel like God really can help expose those things and show us, hey man, this is an area that I feel like you're struggling in, Logan. And when I ask him, I say, man, God, how can I do better? How can I be a better Christian? How can I be a better dad? How can I be a better husband, an employee, a Christian, just every day, whatever the thing is. I feel like that when we pray that fervently, he will show us and say, hey, you know how you did this last week, or you know how you responded in this situation, or you know how when you were feeling this way, you ended up getting in a bad mood and treating the people around you like garbage, whatever that is. He shows us that, and he helps us to get beyond it. So, first of the three-part series, be short for you tonight. First of the three-part series, how to prevent against sin infection. And we think about how do we not be that susceptible host. First, we work beyond our immaturities in our Christian walk. And what does that mean? Basically, looking at things in a way, not just being paranoid about it, but is this going to be something that takes me away from my walk with Jesus? Is this going to be something that takes me on a tangent away from church or away from church family or separate me from Christian people that I know? Is this situation going to be something that I need to be a part of? What are my habits when I feel a certain way? Look at our lives that way and begin to learn how we've responded in the past so that we can help gain immunity to these sins when they come at us again. The next one, look for that loss of vigor. Look at the way that you respond in difficult situations. That's how I see it. Whether it's when I'm tired, man, Brianna would tell you in a second. When I'm really tired, I will argue to the death of me that I'm not tired, but I will respond angrily. I don't know what I want. I don't know what's going to fix me, but I understand after she says it, she'll say, "Do you need a nap?" I'm like, "No, I need a nap. I'm fine. Like my three-year-old, he does the same thing. It's a sign of immaturity when we can't respond intelligently or with our minds about how we feel. So think about that. How do you respond to those difficult situations? When you're tired, when you're stressed, when you're even hungry sometimes. I get hangry as well. That shows us what kind of fruit we're producing. That shows us how healthy we are as a Christian. And then also realize how we're made. Sometimes it can be affected by how we were raised. What was your normal when you were growing up? And that can be hard to correct. If you were raised in a home where, you know, a sinful life was the normal, it can be hard to correct those things because it feels normal to you as well. And God calls us to be different than the ones around us. But it can be that. It can also be that it's just is what it is. It is how we're made. And I kind of wrote in my notes that Satan's not dumb. He is incredibly intelligent in the way that he attacks us. And he knows where we have voids in our walls to protect our Christianity. He knows where there's weak spots in our hearts and in our spirits. And he will absolutely 100% take advantage of those. And it may take, you know, a chip here and a chip there, and that turns into a cinder block, which turns into a corner, which turns into an entire wall of a barrier that we have against sin. But when we begin to realize that, oh yeah, that's just easier for me to fall into that. And through prayer and through reading the Bible and asking God to reveal those things to us, we can prevent our susceptibility to a sin infection. So tonight and this week, the rest of this week, think about it. Are you dealing with a sin infection? Are you struggling with a part in your life where you're just like, man, this and this is going on. I'm not a good Christian right now because of yada, yada, yada. How can we fix that? We're going to try to talk about it the next few weeks after this too. But the first part is to remember, are you immature in your Christian walk? Are you immature in the way that you're approaching how you conduct yourself on the daily? Are you producing fruit? Are you showing that you're alive, healthy, human, and your spirit is alive and well? And the last one, have you realized what makes you more apt to do certain things than others? Is it because of the way you were raised? Is it because of just kind of your mindset, your personality kind of lends us to some things like that? Be thinking about it. And next week, we'll talk about the second step in this. It may be next week. It might be a week after. I'm not sure how the schedules are going to work out. But the next one, we're going to talk about favorable environments and favorable in the point of favorable for infection, not for healthy, whole life. So be thinking about that with me. You guys get ready. Pray with me. We'll get you out of here. Go on about your evening. God, I thank you for today. I thank you just for the opportunity to hopefully speak a word that is challenging and a word that helps us to move beyond the things that are coming against us and to begin to recognize the devil's attack before they cause problems in our life. And I pray that you would help us as Christians and help us as a church just across the board to begin to see those things and begin to see how we are repetitively attacked in the same way and how we repetitively respond to the things that we do. I pray that you would help us to take an inside look and see, are we producing fruit? Are we just showing that we can handle these difficult situations as a church and as Christians? And what an opportunity it is to be able to be different than the normal right now, to have peace, to have comfort, to have those things in times of turmoil are immense as Christians to separate ourselves from those around us that are struggling with not understanding what's going on with COVID and all the things that it has impacted our lives with. Also, God, I pray that you just help us to see how we're affected by certain sins just because of who we are, just because of what we are. Maybe we're affected more by negativity, or maybe we're affected by a certain vice, or God, just show us what is the thing that is besetting us from becoming more like you on the daily. God, I thank you again just for your blessings. I thank you for the opportunity to speak through Facebook Live. I thank you for the opportunity for our church to connect through different means. And I thank you for the staff in this church that has just put so much effort into making it easy for us to get to you in times that it's not easy to do anything with church. Thank you for them. I pray that you would just continue to renew their strength and help them through the difficult time to persevere through exhaustion and all the things that come with that, spiritual and physical. I just, God, pray that you be with the church. I pray that you strengthen us. I pray that you continue to use us as a light to the community, and not under one roof or not under anything else, God, but outside the church. Help us to be as effective as we felt like we were under the roof of our church buildings. Thank you. Bless us. Go with us. Keep us well. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. You guys have a good week, and we'll see you next week, Wednesday night.